a famous Stowe one.
I've heard Harry Burnham mention him. Talk about him. Well, we've talked for a little over an hour.
So
I think I'll give you a rest. But if you think of more things, which I know you will, I can come back and we can add some stuff. Yeah. Okay, what is it now? It's just a minute before 12.
Okay, whatever.
So, unless you think of one, any other thing right on your head there you want to say?
Well, I didn't mention much about skiing.
No, we didn't. But, well, okay.
That was a big factor. Okay. I mean, I would, you know, without skiing, I wouldn't have been in this area.
Yeah.
And so it played a big part of my life. It did before I got here. It's when I went to Europe wanting to work there. I did not intend to work on skiing. Because, in fact, I wanted to ski, but I wanted to get away from the whole idea that I'm going to be in a ski business or a ski mm-hmm. life. But then I got a job you couldn't refuse, actually. And so I just stayed in skiing I felt I was successful in the ski shop in Stowe when I left it. And I enjoyed the skiing in Stowe enormously and made a lot of friends, including you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Groups of people that would meet on the mountain and have a few runs, have a cup of cocoa.
Yeah. The good life.
The good life. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I bought my first boots in your ski shop.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long ago. Okay, Jim, well, a million thanks. And I know
you're
that.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you.
Stowe Speaks is going to be very appreciative. Let's see if I can figure out how to stop this thing.